McLean County government redraws its county board districts every 10 years after each census. Typically, county redistricting draws little attention. This year's redistricting process has turned into a fierce political battle. It has pitted Democrats against Republicans and city dwellers against rural residents. How the new political maps are drawn could impact whether Republicans will be able to hold on to a slim majority on the county board over the next decade. Eric Stock reports.
The county board's executive committee has held three public hearings on redistricting. The discussion now is over whether the county should keep its current format of 10 districts and two board members in each district. County board member Elizabeth Johnston proposed the county move to a 20-district format. That would mean one board member for each district. Johnston argued residents would have better representation if their one county board member had a smaller district.
In Shenoah, their closest board member is 30 miles away. That's almost the distance from my house to like Morton. We're a big county, and I would like to see us make sure that we have representation for each community in our county.
That idea got lots of pushback from rural residents.
She has no problem passing the laws and forcing citizens in those large swaths of county lands to abide by her wishes, but she clearly doesn't want any of those citizens to have any say whatsoever in whether she is reelected.
I get to vote for one of you every 2 years as opposed to every 4 years.
If you were to expand the number of districts and representatives, it will result in voters like me having less representation.
But the rhetoric was fierce in the other direction, too. Some rejected calls for fewer districts. For example, under a 5-district plan, each voter could elect 20% of the board.
It would potentially dilute the diversity of perspective and lived experience that are represented.
Larger districts will not be compact and certainly unable to fulfill the requirement to keep communities of interest together.
Simply put, regardless of intent, the impact of your plan is racist.
The debate largely formed along political lines. More county board districts could help Democrats by spreading out the urban and more Democratic population into more seats. Democrats say this would also help more minority candidates get elected. The county has one non-white board member out of 20. Residents from rural and conservative-leaning areas argue more districts would make it easier for the board to reduce services outside of Bloomington-Normal, where they say residents rely more on county services, including the sheriff's office for police protection and the highway department for road work. Fewer county board districts could help Republicans by making sure rural areas have more board members to represent them. After hours of public hearings over 2 weeks, McLean County Assistant State's Attorney Christopher Spanos essentially took one of the proposals off the table. He told the committee the county can't move to a 20-member, 20-district format without a public referendum.
But make no mistake, a 20 single-member district plan passed by the McLean County Board would be unconstitutional.
The debate over the number of county board districts is still far from over. Some have accused the county board of not being transparent about how the districts will be formed. Becky Hines is with the League of Women Voters of McLean County.
While the League feels the opportunity for comment at the McLean County Executive Committee is a first step, from League observations, this current effort falls short of our expectations.
The League of Women Voters called for the county to set clear criteria for redistricting, form a diverse, nonpartisan advisory committee to give input, and give the public a chance to weigh in on specific map proposals. County Board Chairman John McIntyre pushed back against claims the process has not been inclusive. McIntyre noted more than 40 members of the public addressed the committee during 3 public hearings. He says the public can also bring their own specific proposals to the board, too.
It's transparent. The key word here is we've opened this up, and our rules, as are established by our county board, make that very possible.
There is no formal map proposal yet. That won't come until after the county board approves the number of districts next week. The executive committee is then scheduled public hearings on May 18th and the 25th. If the county board can't come to an agreement on new districts or new maps, a committee would make the maps instead. That committee would include the county clerk, state's attorney, state attorney general's office, and representatives from both political parties. I'm Eric Stock.
30% of the county board serves entirely rural areas. Residents outside Bloomington-Normal make up 23% of the county population.